Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check 1, 2.
Check 1, 2.
Check 1.
Hey, it's Vince in the motherfucking bay. Hi, I'm Vince. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wednesday, September 25th, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'm very excited for tonight's show. I have two friends of the show, two people that have been on the show before. And I'm glad to have them checking back in with me again. There's so much to talk about in the world and on the internet, on Twitter. I feel like more and more the internet is Twitter. Like, I find myself referring to the internet, but what I'm really talking about is Twitter. Does anybody agree with me in the chat room? Doesn't it kind of seem like Twitter is the internet? I mean, not physically. I mean, we know the internet is just a series of networks connected together. But when you think about interacting with all the content that flows on the internet, I don't know, at least for me, I don't feel like I'm I really don't feel like I have my finger on the pulse of the internet until I've logged into Twitter. You know, I could go to Drudge Report and read some silly story, but what's that? That's just a story. I mean, I could walk outside, pick up the newspaper and read a story. No, the internet is more special than that. If I want to say, profess my love for SoCal Patty, thanks to the internet, I can do that. Or, I'm sorry, thanks to Twitter, I can do that. I can't walk outside my door and make sweet love to SoCal Patty. Or talk or say hi to her. But I can do that on the internet. I don't know what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to say is, I kind of feel like Twitter is the internet, okay? It's slowly becoming that. Like, it used to be, for a while there, it seemed like Google was the internet, right? That was your entry point into the internet. Before that, it was AOL. Now, and of course now everybody wants it to, would say it's Facebook, right? You know, Facebook is your portal to the internet now. I disagree. Well, maybe I don't disagree. For some people, their portal to the internet is Facebook. That's fine. No problem. My portal to the internet, or the matrix, or whatever you want to call it, is Twitter. I find myself doing Twitter searches almost as much as I'm doing Google searches now. I've things that I used to look up on Google, I look up on Twitter first. Like if I hear of a news story, I got to believe that news story is going to pop up on Twitter before it's going to pop up on Google search. I mean, as badass as Google is, I mean, Twitter is, it's boots on the ground, man. It's people. It's news reporters who want to get a scoop on something, and they're going to tweet it before they're even going to send it to their own their own bureau to have it published. So, yeah. And now Twitter is going to go public. I have mixed feelings about that. I don't necessarily have a problem with the idea of a publicly traded company. It's the sideline trading that bothers me, the virtual trading. And there are entities that have enormous control of capital in a lot of these public companies. I mean, for God's sakes, investment banks are the companies that these businesses use to roll out their IPOs in the first place. You know, just like with Facebook. Facebook was their IPO was so messy. Sorry, I have a cough. Let me take a drink of water. Twitter, of course, being a Bay Area-based company. Facebook, Bay Area-based. Google, Bay Area-based. Yahoo, Bay Area-based. Microsoft, partially Bay Area-based. They have a major presence here. Oracle, currently, Oracle currently owns San Francisco right now. Larry Ellison is essentially the king of San Francisco for the week. That guy has dropped such a fat dime on downtown San Francisco and the financial district and on the service industry. I mean, people are going to be able to take vacations for weeks after this is all said and done. And more power to them. You know, not all corporations and leaders of corporations or companies, whatever you want to call them, they're not all evil. Okay? They are capable of good things. And even when these people do actually do good things, they still get ridiculed. They can't win with some people. You got Bill Gates says, you know what? All right, I'm done with computers. I'm just going to devote the rest of my life to, you know, helping my wife do philanthropy. You know, got this foundation. We're going to try to immunize kids in Africa. It's just because we want them to live. We don't want to sell them computers. We just want them to live. And then you get, you know, certain personalities, people like Alex Jones, who finds a conspiracy in somehow finds a conspiracy in Bill Gates using his foundation to vaccinate African children. I mean, come on. Accusing him of injecting them with viruses and all this shit. Why would Bill Gates want to kill off Africans? You know, he's a capitalist. He wants more people to sell computers to, bro. Come on. Once we develop, you know how big Africa is? You know how many people are going to be in Africa in a couple more decades once it becomes more modernized? It's a huge space, and there's a ton of people there. Bill Gates is not, if anything, he wants these people to live so they can buy his products. It's just asinine. And, you know, I will grant Alex Jones that I'm sure, you know, like a broken clock is right twice a day. I'm sure there are plenty of, you know, examples of foundations who basically launder money for rich people. I don't doubt that exists. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Gates is, you know, using that foundation as a tax haven for himself. You know, hey, it's a loophole. You can do it. There's no if Bill Gates can do it, there's no reason why you can't do it. Why you know, whine about some foundation taking advantage of tax exempt status? Why not just shut the fuck up and open your own foundation that's tax exempt? You know, we've turned into a nation of fucking whiners. Everybody's fucking whining about this and whining about that, and they aren't doing shit about it. Anyway, I'm sorry, bros. I got kind of fired up there. Take a drink of water. Well, I'm in the mood to shoot the shit. And I hope you are too. If you're interested in joining my conversation tonight, it's 347-826-7667. My guests tonight on the show will be ex-Citizen 10. He's a resident of northern Mexico, and he will be phoning in. He's kind of my when I say northern Mexico, I mean Southern California. Ex-Citizen 10, I kind of look at it as a potential, like a my California news correspondent, or you know, whatever, senior California beat reporter, whatever, contributor, you know, talking head. Yeah, so he last time he was here, we chopped it up about L.A. and California and how beautiful it is and yet fucked up. From up north in southern Canada, we have a Foolish Reporter who's going to be here. We're going to discuss all sorts of stuff. I don't think I've talked to Foolish Reporter since they legalized marijuana for recreational use, and I'm pretty certain there's a reason why I haven't talked to him since. So I'm going to try to catch up with him tonight on that, and we'll just talk about the West Coast in general and how awesome it is, and how all these neocons out there that talk shit about it need to just shut the fuck up. And, you know, and especially the neocons that live in California, these wannabe conservatives think it's cool to complain about California, and they live in California. If you don't like it, get the fuck out, okay? Yeah, there's problems here. It's not perfect. Go anywhere. No place is perfect. But it's fucking beautiful here, man. So I'm honestly, I'm happy that all those neocon jerk dicks aren't out here. You know, and I wish that the few that still are here would get with the program. Yeah, so we're going to talk about shit about that. You know, and life isn't easy on the West Coast. It really isn't. It's tough. But it's so much better than the East Coast. Dude, I lived on the East Coast. I have family on the East Coast. I've been there plenty of times. I've lived there. Everybody's miserable there. I mean, that's where all the people that whine on the internet, they're all from the East Coast because they're pissed. You know why they're pissed? Because they're not here in California on the West Coast, the best coast, the place that has the most gorgeous coastline. You can go from Baja, California, all the way up along California, Oregon, Washington, Canada, Alaska. It's fucking God's country. Okay? And if you got a problem with it, just get the fuck out. Oh, man. These people that complain about California, oh, they have taxes. That's the People's Republic of California, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I think it's funny, too. I make fun of it, too, but I put up with it, you know? We live in ridiculous times. Okay, so we're going to talk about California. We're going to talk about something that ex-citizen brought up to me. He said that there's post-Chris Dorner in L.A., like the cops in L.A. post-Dorner are like apparently fucking trigger happy. And that's scary because that was fucking nuts. I mean, there were cops just opening fire on anyone. You know, it was early in the morning. Any car on the street, they were just like trying to blow them away without even getting a visual on the person or anything. You know, they were shooting cars that didn't even fit the description of Dorner's car. There were two old Asian women who were delivering papers in the morning on their paper route, and two LA police fucking opened fire on them. What kind of police force is that? What kind of police? It's just, I mean, I don't even know. And so now this is the mentality of these assholes. Well, geez, you never know. When the next psychotic guy is going to just pull a gun on me and shoot me because I'm a cop. Dude, the Dorner thing was crazy. It was nuts. I couldn't believe it. I felt like I was watching a movie. And that's why, because it is exceptional. It is a news story because it doesn't happen every day. Cops don't, you know, snap like that and become fugitives every day. I mean, yeah, a lot of fucked up shit happens, but now it's become like, you know, ingrained in the minds of these cops in L.A. And that's scary. Another good reason not to live in L.A. And other than that, we'll open up the lines and just talk about whatever. And later, Foolish Reporter will discuss the ins and outs of anal bleaching. So that should be fun. And before we get started, I'm going to check in with Nigger Christ real quick, see what's going on. Nigger Christ, what'd it do?
I was Gucci, man.
Oh, not much, bro. I'm conducting my radio show, and I just did my little opening spiel, and I'm getting
You should bring my boy Diego on. He got some fun. He got something to say.
Oh, no. Diego's here.
Yeah, man. Bring him on.
Oh, God. For what? Why?
He got something to say.
Oh, man. All right. Really quick. Okay. Really fast. I got to get to my guests. Do you mind? All right. What number is Diego's number? What area code? Nigger Christ, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. You know what? Here, I'll just start unmuting people. Hi, caller. Are you Diego?
Hey, Vance. Hello.
Diego.
Vance.
Yeah. Long time no talk to. How's it going? What's up?
Can you hear me?
I can totally hear you. How you doing? What's going on?
Oh, my God. Hey, girl. How you been? What's the 411? How you is?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. I'm actually getting ready to welcome two guests to my show, and we're going to talk about... We're going to talk about California. You live in California, right, Diego?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, how about this? I'm going to play a song that was requested by one of my guests tonight. It's California themed.
Mm-hmm.
And
is
we'll
it California
come back.
Boys? Adam, some whatever the fuck his last name is.
I'm sorry. What?
Is it California Boys, like the parody of that one guy?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's totally that. Uh-huh.
California Boys.
Yeah. I'll play it right now just for you, okay? And I'm going to be back with my guests, ex-Citizen 10 and Foolish Reporter, live here on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
Go out to LA. New anthem. Love boy too. To live in town, LA. West side. West side. West side. To live in town, LA. Where everybody try to fatten their pocket. So many hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing. Currency chasing. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Tears as we bury brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it, brother got smoked by a bean. Turn gloss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court case, keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cause we're more to be free than a life in the bin. Making money over cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they could do to a player? Got me lost in hell. To live and die in LA, on bail. My people say,
to live and die in LA.
To live and die in LA. In constant danger, South Central LA can't get no stranger. Full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb, watching the ghetto bird helicopters. I observe so many homies getting three strikes, tossed to jail. Swear to pin right across from hell. I can't cry cause it's home now. I'm just a player on his own now. Living like thug style, so I can't smile. Writing to my loved ones, sending them pictures. Thinking Cali just learning switches. Better learn about the dress code. All the motherfuckers copycats, these and G's. I love Cali like I love women. Cause every brother in the LA got a little bit of thug in them. You might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we'll tear the roof off just hit. To live and die in LA. To live and die in LA.
To live and die in LA.
rats again. Pete Wilson's trying to see us all broke. I'm on demand, out for everything they owe. Remember KJ, Weekend, Crenshaw, MLK, automatic brain freak. Guess we lost our way. Gang signs being shown, brother, love your hood, but recognize that it's all good. So where my G's at? Brothers getting served out. Snoop Dogg in the double law, permed out. MOB, Big Sugar got the Lolo, bounce and turn. Dog pound in the legs, more amounts to earn. I got some watch players with me, oh, FCB. They bought some food, but I'm cool, left the rest for me. I got neck bones, hair on, punch me too. Big rock, plus straight, so this one's for you. I hit the studio, drop a jewel, hoping it takes. Live my life, watch the time fly, to live and die in L.A. All the radio stations across the country, like bumping, go tripping, quadruple, and five times flat. All the fans that bought my album, all the streamers, East Coast to West, North to South. One love, California love, part two.
Oh yeah, one love. Yeah, West Side. Even though he actually died in Vegas, that's still a great song. To Live and Die in L.A. by the legendary studio gangster Tupac. And I am the legendary studio gangster Vince in the Bay. And I'm here just for you.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. I love to answer tweets on the air, and I'm going to take a moment to do that right now. KT Nesmith says, Vince, please. Apparently she is not impressed with the keywords for the tags for the show. I don't know what the problem is. If you notice, if you're listening and you're in the chat room, I don't even know where it's located. It's like underneath the slideshow, I think. It says tags, and I guess this is stuff that, I don't know, makes the show searchable. It's optimizing my search engine capabilities. But the tags are California, marijuana, vaginas, boobs, and dingleberries. All naturally occurring things. Intriguing topics in and of themselves. I hope we talk about all of them tonight. I really do. I don't know why Katie has a problem with that. Andrew Blake, if you're listening, can you do something about your lady? Can you just keep an eye on her? I really don't appreciate that. Oh, speaking of not appreciating things, I have no clue what's going on in my in my mentions right now. My mentions have been jammed by Ninja Communications. I have a unofficial count of approximately 253 ninjas all participating in threads, including my name. And this is happening at a rate, we've gauged it, I don't know, it seems like there's a mention in one of these threads, various threads. I don't even want to click on the links. There's pictures. God knows what it is. It's probably ninja propaganda. Ninja porn. I don't want to see that. But whatever. I'm still finding some of the few. A porno puppy. Thank you for tweeting out the show. ANCAP Dialect, thank you for tweeting the show. Blah, blah, blah. Elliot says, Vince in the Bay is having a show about anal bleaching and didn't call me. For real? Well, you know, when we get to that, when we get to that segment of the program, or if you call in, Elliot, we'll certainly include you in the dialogue, whether you want to call in or tweet. Cassandra is wondering why Elliot wasn't invited. Well, you know, it's tough when I'm booking for the show. My booker, he knows a lot of different people that are anal bleaching experts, and he's got a rotating list. I guess you're just not on the list. We'll put you on the list. Jesus Christ. Foolish Reporter confirms via Twitter. He says my anus is ready, Vince of the Bay. Oh, Andrew Blake says he's in the queue and willing to speak. So, Andrew, if you're listening, if you're on hold, sit tight. I'm going to bring on my guests first, and then we'll take care of you. Wow, my shit's just blowing up. Okay, whatever. We got to get to the phone lines. I'm going to start with my first guest of the night. He goes by XCitizen10 on Twitter. And here he is, XCitizen10. What's going on? Hello, is this thing on? XCitizen10, are you there? Did I lose you? Are you self-muted? Did you pass out? Are you dead? Is this the wrong number? Okay. I'm sorry, folks. Can you hear me out there? Channel Zero, I just said your name. I'm sorry, Channel Zero YT, I just said your name again. Okay, here's a question from Nick Nack. He says, Vince, if a Canadian Jew has $5 in Canadian gold and an American Jew has $4.25 in U.S. gold, who has more gold? I think it's the Jews. Don't the Jews have the most gold of everybody? That's why they call it Jew gold. Okay. Andrew, false alarm. Andrew Blake, not in the queue. Okay, good. Elliot, in the queue, though. Okay, all right. We got to get things rolling. I haven't even put my guests on yet, so there's so much to do here. I got to... Oh, fuck. Let me do this. Nigger Christ, are you there?
Yeah, it was Gucci. Put Diego right back on.
Oh, God.
You're on for like 20 seconds, Eddie. Come on.
Diego, are you there?
Am I here? Hello?
Hey, Diego.
Hey, girl. How you doing? How long? Can I still be your cabana boy?
You know, it didn't really work out when we tried it before. I am still looking for a cabana boy. The position's open. We can discuss it off air. We'll see. I don't know. We can try it again.
Well, I really want to be your cabana boy.
Okay, who's peeing on my show?
What?
That would be Diego peeing on my show. Can you believe it?
Damn, that nigga go hide in the toilet.
2 minutes. 2 minutes, Diego. 2 minutes for peeing on my show. It's a new rule I came up with after Schmoop peed on my show like 5 times. I was like, okay, I got to make a rule about this. Like,
nigga,
this
I'm gonna
like,
take a shit on your show,
dude. You don't have the balls, okay?
I ain't got the bowels, man.
You are lucky I let you even talk on this show, okay? You are probably the worst wigger of all time, right? You make
I am
KY-
God. You are lucky no. I let you exist.
Okay, that's it. You're on timeout too. You know what, Nigger Christ? You make KY Anonymous look like Chuck D, all right? You are such a poor representation of a fake black person. Look, I've been I understand you're a troll, you're funny, I love your tweets, you're cool, you know, I get it. You've been suspended a million times, you know, I get it. But the Wigger Christ routine it's terrible. I'm sorry that nobody wants to tell you that to your face, but this is gonna, you know, now, I'm trying to do a show here, but it's turning into intervention hour, and I'm sorry, Nigger Christ, you are probably the worst wigger I've ever encountered on the internet. In fact, I think you're so terrible, the only reason I let you on my show or listen to your music is because I feel sorry for you, because you're so terrible and you keep doing it. I even put Nigger Christ in my green room and lurk on him in the green room, and he won't break character. What a freak. God. I apologize. I got to compose myself here, folks. I mean, the show is like, Jesus, we're already 45 minutes into the show, and I haven't got to my goddamn guest. Where's my water? Ah, refreshing. All right, check this out, dudes. I'm gonna press this collar here, and I'm pretty sure this is X Citizen 10. I am rolling the dice. X Citizen 10, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Who's that?
This is X, man. What's up, brother?
Oh, thank God. Hey, man. I apologize.
I was one of these unfortunate guys that like downloaded iOS 7, and it's just been like a nightmare.
Oh, you know what? I have a new thing. I don't download stuff anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I didn't want to be the pretentious douchebag that was like the first to get iOS 7. But then, you know, they just made it sound like if you don't do this, you're like, you're an idiot. You know, you're a fool.
You know,
and
okay, yeah. Well, let's face it. This whole rolling out a new operating system every year, it's a fucking racket to begin with. Because
absolutely, and
there's no reason why these companies have released perfectly functional operating systems that have gone, you know, and have been refined, and people are used to them. They work. You know, maybe they need to be, you know, improved upon, no doubt, but it's like as if you sell somebody a car and you create the car that runs on nothing and it never breaks, and you sell it for and it never needs to be repaired. It needs no fuel. It always works. Always, 100%. You will not have to do any maintenance to this car ever.
Right, and everybody
after you buy this car, you know, and like, is anybody going to invent that car? No.
Yeah, and no, the idiots like me. I mean, we're the ones
model.
That actually know the shit, but you know.
Anyways, bro.
Anyways, dude, I gotta like start this off like the right way. So before we get into anything serious, you know, you and I have been sharing tweets about Ron Stugold, right? And you know, first of all,
talking about Ron Jeremy's Stugold or Ron Reinert's Stugold?
Well, you know, I mean, Ron Jeremy's Stugold is actually his penis, but I'm talking about Ron Reinert's Stugold.
Oh, cool.
Because
Ron's a good friend of mine, so this will be interesting. I can't wait. Okay,
here's my idea. I actually like I love your show and I listen to it. And you had a show with Ron Reinert and I think it was Neil Rauhauser or somebody, you know. And
yeah,
Ron
right.
just like took Neil to task, and you know, it was vice versa or whatever. Yeah, I mean I didn't care about that part, but there was this part, man, and it just fucking cracks me up. It's like, it was something so funny that I just can't, it's like it's life moving, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
You had this guest on that just like, I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, I understand like Ron, yeah, he's probably teased about being, you know, Jewish his whole life, so, you know, maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder about it, and you know, you did yourself, you know, the Ron Reinert rules, right? You know, the rules of not being anti-Semitic. So, you know, I'd like to adhere to those rules. I mean, trust me, it's like Ron's Stugold. It's not, you know, I'm not being anti-Semitic. I'm actually referring to an episode that you did where some dude just called Reinert, and I mean, this guy had a hard on for him, right? And at the end of the episode, you asked for everybody's last comments, right? And this guy didn't hesitate for a minute. He was like Rowdy Roddy Piper from the old WWF days. He just dug into the guy's shit, and he said, "You know what, Ron? I'm after your Jew gold, right?" And I lost my shit. I mean, that to me was, like, hilarious as hell. But I thought maybe for your show you could do a little sidebar, like, maybe trivia thing going on where, if you remember back in the day, there was Adam Steinbaugh's money, right? Remember? You could win Adam Steinbaugh's money?
Yeah. No.
So.
No, I don't. But continue.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is like, can you do a show where it's like, win Ron Reinert's Stugold?
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I have to interrupt you.
Okay.
We have a 2-minute timeout. That would be Hammurabi's Code. 2 minutes, Hammurabi's Code. In the chat room, 2 minutes in the chat room for, I don't know, he repeated something a bunch of times. Oh, he said, what's good, like five times in a row. What an idiot. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, that's the problem with being a one-man show.
No problem. You gotta control it all yourself.
But, yeah,
Dude, seriously, here's what I'm thinking. It's like, you know, you get Ron back on, right? And you challenge anybody else that's maybe normal just to, like the Win Steinbaugh's money thing, you know? You have to beat Ron Breinhart at the article that he posts that nobody gives a shit about and, you know, his knowledge of them. And if you win, you win his jubile.
Yeah, I'll think about that. That sounds like an interesting idea. Yeah, I could host that. I'd have to come up with some good game show theme music for that. Yeah. Yeah,
I
can help idea.
With that, man. I mean, you know, I'm thinking it through for you. And what I'm thinking is like, hey, you know what? It's trivia, right? And then you've got Ron Breinhart, who, you know, I'm just thinking like, okay, so this guy, I mean, you either go one or two ways with it. Is he the most offended by a comment, or is he answering to stories that nobody gives a shit about, you know? And, you know, I'll add the caveat that, you know, nobody really gives a shit about the stories that he's writing about. So, there's that.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. I give a shit about some of Ron's stories. He honestly, to be honest, I've said this before, but I like Ron. I think he's a great researcher. I think he's, you know.
I do too. I think he's a good guy.
He's mentally challenged in some, mentally and emotionally damaged in some ways. And
right.
He seems like a guy that doesn't have many friends. And after trying to be friends with him, I understand why. But I don't let that stop me because I think he's a great resource. I've had, you know, the shows I've had with him only scratched the surface as far as what an influence Ron Breinhart has had on me as far as coming up with topics, coming up with questions, okay. Coming up with guests. He's been a great resource for that, and you know, I put up with a lot of his rantings and ravings, but I almost feel like I'm doing y'all a service because he almost treats me like a shrink with the DMs. He just lets it all out to me, and he's all over the place with his thoughts and ideas. And I think as a result, his public timeline has been a little bit more tame, but I mean he's still Rob Reiner. He's still
I mean all I'm saying is it's like, you know what, I mean, and I want to let you know it be known to your trolls because you have a Manny, and you know they all seem to exist for no other reason than to point out, you know, anybody's political incorrectness. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Like, they're the political incorrectness police. And that's not the angle that I'm coming from, but I just thought it was kind of, like, interesting. Like, well, hey, you know what? This guy, I mean, whoever that guy was on your show, that Neil Rauhauser show, right? You gave him his parting shot, right? You told him, hey, you know what? Do you have any last words, right? And
yeah,
that guy,
like I always do.
Yeah, and he was like, Ron, I'm after your jugals. And that was like Rowdy Roddy Piper type of WWF. And I mean, I couldn't help but laugh at it. And it
made
me think, yeah, we should, you know, have a little show like this, you know? It's like, instead of win Adam Steinbaugh's or win Steinbaugh's money, we should have like win Ron Breinhart's jugals, right?
Yeah. I could do that. I can't believe I can't believe Wrestle League Radio hasn't done that already.
I know.
You might actually, you know what? You might be actually better off pitching that to CNY Rebel. That sounds like a great segment for Wrestle League Radio. Yeah, no, that's great. That's a great idea. No, I like how you think. I love how you think.
You know, the other thing I was going to point out to you was, like, you showed up on, like, the Team Kimberlin, like, number one list, and I could never figure it out. I was like, why is this guy, like, this unrelated guy there? But then I figured out it was because you had Neil Rauhauser on your show, and then everybody's, like, butthurt about it, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, those were the two comments I was going to throw out there. And, you know, after this, we got to get to, like, the California West Coast thing, you know?
Sure, man. You kick it off. What's in the front of your mind when you think about the state of California and where you're living?
Well, you know, I mean, I've lived here for, like, 20 years now, so I don't, you know, I mean, obviously this is my home. You know, I mean, I consider it my home. You know, maybe some natives will not, you know, they'll disagree with me on that. That's fine, you know. But the one thing I was thinking was that, you know, I live down in northern Mexico, but everybody that I know that's ever moved out of here, and, you know, it was always some kind of like a neocon thing. You know, they weren't going to accept California taxes or whatever, but now they're moving back out, you know. And I have to think, it's like, it is kind of a weird dichotomy because we do, you know, even with all of our budget and financial problems, it's like we help each other out, you know, and we do want this state to be as, you know, naturist and protected as it is right now, right? So it's something we spend money on, and I don't have a problem with that, you know. I mean, even as a person of probably conservative nature, you know? I mean, I don't. I was having a conversation with a guy that I know, and he was going to trout fish, right? And he was saying just how crowded it is, right? Just in Sierra Madre or whatever, you know, it's like you get, you know, 1,000 people, a million people, whatever. You know, I mean, 10 million people flood a street, flood a stream, and they're all doing the same thing. They all want to fish for trout. I mean, that's not cool, is it? I don't think it is. You still there? Hello?
Testing, 1, 2, hello, is this on? Hello? Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, hey. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, hello? Hello, testing, 1, 2, testing, is this thing on? Are we live? Hello? Hello? Okay, all right, we are live. I lost my caller. I don't know what happened. I think maybe he didn't pay his phone bill or something because he's gone. I apologize. But I do have a lot of callers. Hopefully, ex-Citizen 10 will call back in. I don't know what happened there. All right. Hey, you know, it's BTR. It's internet radio. We're going to roll with it. In the meantime, one of the topics tonight, of course, is anal bleaching. And we have with us now an anal bleaching expert, or maybe I should say sexpert, the lovely Elliot. Welcome to the show, Elliot.
Hey. How you guys doing? I thought that there were other people that were interested in the discussion. Like, where's Blake and where's that porno puppy dude and other dude that was the lord of anal bleaching?
Well, I know Nigger Christ anal bleaches. He's here.
Oh.
Right? NC, you bleach, right?
I think you've lost everyone.
What's going on, dude? Is something happening with... I don't know. I think I'm under cyber attack again. It's the bronies. The bronies are attacking me.
And the internet says that it's fine. Like, I'm looking at your chat room. It's just I don't think anybody likes you, and they're not calling in and hanging up.
Well, no. A lot of people are calling in, but they're just not talking.
Also,
come on.
You were rude to Nigger Christ, and he's kind of like a number one homie, you know? You know? These things happen.
Oh, is he butthurt? Is that why he's not talking to me? Is that why he's butthurt? That's why he's not talking. He's unmuted right now. I don't know why he's not saying anything. Look, all right.
That probably hurts from all the bleaching.
Yeah. So when was the last time you bleached?
I don't want to talk about anal bleach by myself. You need to find me an anal bleach buddy.
Oh, you mean somebody that needs...
that knows what they're talking about that I can bounce off of. It's like, I don't want to talk about, like, my anus and bleach with you. Unless are you an expert in anal bleaching?
No, I'm not. You're the expert. See, that's how talk shows work.
Do you have a degree in bleachology?
No,
you bleachologist?
I don't. This is how talk shows go. You have a host who's a dumb shit that doesn't know anything. That's why he brings on experts like you to explain it. If I knew myself, I wouldn't have you on my goddamn show. So just tell me a little bit about bleaching an anus.
You just like saying anus, don't you?
Butthole, bunghole, cornhole, whatever you want to describe it as. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, like, there's two types of bleaching. There's, like, your salon bleaching, which I've never had, like, the luxury of doing. And if they had it here, I would do it so fast. But they just don't. And you know, that's life. And then there's, like, your at-home bleach, which is kind of crap, and it takes weeks to work, and it's not, like, the route anybody really wants to do, but since it's, like, illegal in some states, or you have to go to a specialist, and they don't want to pay, like, the hundreds of dollars, and they don't want to drive so far just to get their anus bleached, you do, like, the at-home method, which is what I do. I'm very proud of my ass bleach. People are like, well, aren't you like a woman? Aren't you like proud of your anus? Shouldn't you just love your anus? All women should love their buttholes. And I'm like, oh, hell no, girl. Girl, I want to have like a porn star fucking butthole. Like, have you seen Asian chicks shit down there? Shit ain't right. Hell no. I want to be pretty and pink like a fucking porn star. Very important that everybody bleaches. Very, very important. Not that not bleaching your anus isn't cool, you know. That's fine too, but you don't have a porn star anus, that's for sure. See, and now he's ignoring me for the fucking... He's probably in the green room with some girl using his sexy voice.
No, actually, I am...
It's okay.
No,
ew.
No, I'm pleasuring myself listening to you.
Rude.
Talk.
rude.
Okay, fine, I'll stop.
Yeah.
All right, you know, let's bring on somebody else that knows about...
Meeps is talking about the Brazilian. You know, that's a good point. A lot of people don't know this, but, like, if you shave your asshole regularly, you know, just exfoliate and get wax down there, it actually lightens it, too. Like, that's an important thing to do. So you don't have to, like, actually bleach it. You can just wax that shit away.
Okay. So my originally scheduled guests have disappeared. I think one of them was taken offline, probably by Anonymous. And another one I haven't heard from, and I think he is crapping his pants in a fetal position somewhere and not going to call in. So in lieu of that, I've got the wonderful and wealth of anal bleaching knowledge expert Elliot with me, and Nigger Christ is here, but he's butthurt and not talking. But I do have also a person to add to the panel that can certainly add to the discussion on anuses and anal bleaching. I'm talking about our good friend Diego. Welcome back, Diego.
Oh, wait, Vince?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, hell yeah. I haven't seen you, like, forever.
Dude, do you anal bleach and we didn't even IRL about that? Diego and I met in real life, by the way. His family got me fucking tossed. Are you drinking
right
now?
Oh, my God. I've never done anal bleaching, but I've heard about people doing anal bleaching.
Freaking.
Like, turns the color of your anal in your anus, like, into the actual color of, like, your surrounding ass. Apparently, like, I've never done anal bleaching, but...
Dude, you're in the Bay. You should go get your anus bleached. Like, if I had more access to asshole bleaching, I would have it just done, like, in a salon, and it would just be done. Like, done. I wouldn't have to do it for months. I wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Hang on a second. Are you guys ninja operatives?
No.
What?
First sign is play dumb. Yep, I knew it. Okay. Yeah, I see what you guys are doing. I am for those of
no,
you who don't
why
know,
would I do that? I those, don't even ninja.
I'm on to you. Okay, look. For those of you who don't know, I am embroiled in a virtual it's a real fucking cyber war with the ninjas. I formed a coalition of forces a couple days ago, and we essentially destroyed all of the bacon supply for the ninjas, and we destroyed all their bacon enrichment facilities, and we have attacked a lot of their infrastructure. We have taken down their networks. They don't have the internet. That's what you notice. Notice how the ninjas haven't been tweeting until now? Because they just got the internet back, because we took it down, all right? And they're pissed off. And what they're doing is they are enlisting people like Elliot and Diego to come sabotage my show. I mean, I was supposed to have – look at my episode information. It says tonight it's a talk with ex-Citizen 10 and Foolish Reporter, okay? You know – Ex-Citizen 10 was on for, like, 5 minutes, and suddenly, mysteriously, was kicked offline, and he can't get back on. Okay, so right there, ninjas, took out my first guest. My next guest, Foolish Reporter, is nowhere to be seen. I can only assume that he's been abducted by ninjas. And now I have these two who never call my show. Elliot never calls my show anymore. Elliot hates me, okay? This is suspicious. Diego hasn't called my show in over a year. Why would Diego suddenly call my show? You know? I can see right through this. This is a total decoy. And if you're out there, ninjas, and you're listening, I'm on to you. I know I see this. All right, and we will take on the necessary steps and rectify the situation, and we're going to retaliate, no doubt about it. But I'm still interested in anal bleaching, so I'm going to bring back Elliot and Diego.
One time, you were like,
rude.
You want
to
suck my
me?
Fucking anus. You want to stick your tongue in my anus.
Thank you, Diego. Keep going. Keep going. Give it to him, Diego.
What? Am I still on air?
Yeah, dude, he was accusing us of being a ninja.
How little
rude.
Bitch. Fucking Vincent, he can suck my asshole. He can put his little
thank
fucking
you.
Finger in my pee.
Yeah.
Wait,
hello,
wait,
yeah.
Wait,
fuck
wait,
you,
wait,
yeah.
Fuck you, Vincent.
Fuck
wouldn't you,
Vincent. Did you do that, though?
Why? Just stick my your finger in my ass and turn
what's
it around in little
yeah.
circles because I like it like the little bitch that I
tell
am. I want you to stick your fucking fist off of my ass and fist me like the little bitch you are. I want you to fucking pleasure me, girl.
Dude, he's really good at that.
I want you to fucking just nail at my at the walls of my asshole. I want you to nail at it. I just want you to scratch and be like, girl, do you feel that? Because I will feel that. I will feel it. I'll feel it. I want you to lick the insides of my asshole and feel the blood just fucking trifling down from the walls of my ass from you scratching at it like a good fucking animal. I want you to scratch at me like a fucking animal, girl. I'm going to hang up now.
What?
Did you scare off Diego? Hello? Elliot, are you there? What in the hell is going on? The ninjas are taking out all of my guests. I don't know what's happening. At first I thought it was the bronies. But I have a representative of the bronies with me now, and I think he can confirm it's not them. Go ahead, call it. Caller, you're on the air.
It's not the bronies.
I'm still here. I'm just trolling you.
Oh, cool. Homer, you're a brony, correct?
Indeed, I am.
It sounds like you are. I can hear a group of bronies clopping in the background there.
Yeah, and those are the cloppers. We never go near them.
Yeah. So obviously you guys aren't a cyber attack, launching any cyber attacks against me, my show, or my callers.
No, man, you're cool.
See, I'm cool. See, I build coalitions. All right. Now, I don't know how the bronies stand as far as ninjas go. What do you guys think of the ninjas?
Well, it kind of depends. What kind of ninjas are you talking about?
Well, there's a certain group that congregates on Twitter mostly. And what they do is they seem to multiply, and they're all named some cutesy, you know, ironic name, but the main leaders of this group, and there's probably about a good 200 or so of them, and like I say, they multiply by the day, they're left.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, dude. You might want to steer clear or join us in defeating them. Basically, they are an oppressive organization that they try to disrupt folks on the internet. They push an agenda of bacon and Twizzlers. Like, that's what they live. That's what they eat. That's not a healthy diet. I don't agree with that. I think that's a terrible, terrible message to send to the children. And this is coming from ninjas. I mean, ninjas are skilled. They're smart. They should know better. So this little group of ninjas, we're finally going to do something about.
Do they have any connections to the GNAA?
Oh, probably.
I'm in.
Or not. I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is they're ninjas and they're after me.
Apparently, Ghost has just released possible docs of the GNAA. So I think this might be connected to it. I have no idea.
Yeah. See, this is how it happens. This is how it happens. They do campaigns on multiple fronts, and it's all meant just to disrupt people on the internet, to confuse people. I'm not surprised that Ghost is involved. Good luck, Ghost, with the GNAA. You don't want to piss those guys off.
I think they already far from pissed. I mean, they're super pissed at him now.
Wow. I mean, man, there is a lot of cyber activity going on, a lot of cyber conflict, and we're covering it here on Vince in the Bay. Oh, my God, we got 42 minutes left. Again, I apologize. My show, it was supposed to be about California, and I was supposed to have Exodus and 10, a foolish reporter, on the show. They have since been neutralized by the ninjas. And it also seems that Elliot is now gone. Elliot, who I accused of potentially working with the ninjas, I don't know if she's done with her mission or if maybe they got her. Who knows?
I have no idea. Who knows?
So seriously, Homer, what's the circle jerk going on in the background, or is that a TV?
It's just TV.
Oh.
Yep.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching?
Jay Leno.
You're watching Jay Leno and talking to me.
Yeah. I'm cool like that, you know. I can multitask, whatnot. Pretty cool.
Who's Jay's guest tonight?
I have no idea. I think it's Dana Carvey.
Oh, I love Dana Carvey. I love Dana Carvey. He's funny.
Isn't that special?
Yeah. Yeah, church lady. Church lady. And I love his chopping broccoli bit. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think so.
Dude, go on YouTube and look up Dana Carvey chopping broccoli. It's hilarious.
All righty.
I wish I had it on my soundboard. I'd play it for you right now. but I don't, so I won't. And I'm going to bring on now Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Vince. Welcome to your show.
I love how Hammy always comes on to, like, just an explosive a burst of white noise and static.
That's how I do it, dude. It's like the internet's clapping for me. It's clearing away. It's clearing the path. Well, not really. What it boils down to is, You know Mr. Consternation Security. I has candy. You know he's into the honeypots. I broke down and I was like, fine, dude, I'll join your honeypot. And now, like, there's just been issues with my internet ever since. I can't really explain it.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry. Continue. I didn't mean to cut you off. Continue.
It's cool. You know, he's just like really good at honeypotting.
Right.
This guy, Jay Leno shit's got to go, Vince.
Yeah. Hey,
you want to give me shit about not self?
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Good point.
Jay Leno.
Yeah. No. No. You're right. Honey. I'm sorry. Honey. Homer. Would you mind either turning down the volume on Jay Leno or turning it off or maybe at least self-muting until you want to say something?
All right. Well, actually, I was going to call back in a little bit. So I'm going to shut the computer down and call up on my tablet on Skype.
All right. Sweet. Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Homer.
Later.
Late Gates. Pony.
So what the fuck is going on here? You're the one who declared the war on bronies.
You know what? I have a new conflict, and the enemy of the my enemy is my friend. Okay.
Oh.
And I have been in negotiations with several groups I've reached out to on the internet, and I have formed a coalition to pretty much destroy the oppressive ninja regime that is ruling the internet. I'm sorry, what was that?
Ding, ding, ding. I muted it. It's all good. It's on mute. Fuck you. 2 minutes. Got it. I know how you work, dude. I got it covered. I put my phone in timeout. We're in good shape. I'm sorry it interrupted you. Please go on.
Why are you so nice?
That's just how I am, man. I blame the prednisone, personally.
Dude, what
That's
happened?
That's some awful. That's some awful fucking shit, dude.
What happened? You got
candy.
An e-girlfriend. You got an e-girlfriend and you turned into like mush.
No. So the other night I was getting all tweaked out on prednisone and like the following day was covered in this god awful rash, which the prednisone was prescribed to get rid of. So I went to the hospital, and I got that squared away. And did you know this? Have you ever, like, probably not. If you have, like, a super nasty allergic reaction, you go to the hospital, and they give you a fucking IV drip full of Benadryl. And I thought the guy was joking around. He's like, yeah, I worked at Denver General for, like, 10 years. I thought I saw drug seekers there, and then I moved to the burbs. And, you know, now it's like we get drug seekers looking for Benadryl. I thought he was fucking kidding around. I was like, all right, this guy's got a sense of humor. We weren't really even in the burbs. But he's like, yeah, those hardcore Benadryl heads, right? And he's like, yep. As soon, probably within 2 minutes of being hooked up, I got this crazy fucking head rush. I've never done heroin. I'm assuming that's what heroin's like. So if you're looking for a rush, get allergic to something bad and go to the hospital and they'll shoot you up with Benadryl and you'll kind of go a little loopy for a couple hours, you know, some serious hardcore shit right there.
I go loopy for several hours without it myself.
Yeah. I just smoke a bunch of weed.
That
but,
helps.
You know, it was Sunday morning and I was up early as fuck because I was itchy as shit. And I was like, hey, what better time to go to the hospital than now? You know, I'll be back before the games start. These motherfuckers tried to commit me to the goddamn hospital. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. So I had to fucking walk out of there.
Right.
Like, but then they prescribed me 3 times the fucking prednisone that I was on, and today was, like, the worst fucking day. It's horrible. Long story short, I put up a comparison between meth and prednisone, like the negative side effects. You trust me, you'd rather butt chug a gallon of meth diluted in water than take prednisone.
Okay.
Here's the bonus. If you butt chug it, you can't get meth mouth.
I don't even know what meth mouth is, and I'm glad I don't. And yeah, thanks for that call, Hammy.
No problem. I'm sorry. What? Nick Knack would like you to put him on since you're going to mute me.
All right, Nick Knack, you're on the show. What's going on, bro?
Not much. I just wanted to make a formal complaint that we had to listen to Jay Leno in the background for 10 minutes. Plus the brony. What the fuck? What kind of radio is this? What are we doing here? I don't even know what's going on
anymore.
I'm dealing with the hand I'm dealt.
I'm dealing with the hand I'm dealt. Okay. I set up a show with two guests who have since been, for all I know, abducted by ninjas. And so I'm just winging it from here. Luckily, I've had a bunch of people call in, and so you know I'm glad that at least we can keep the program going.
Well, I'm just reading the show synopsis here, and apparently we've gone way off track. But if you want to keep on topic here, and you know you're talking about life on the West Coast.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about. Remember I did my Canadian correspondent shit a while ago. We talked about that maple syrup heist. Talking about the West Coast here. Apparently, they're going to make a movie out of it in Hollywood. $18 million of maple syrup got stolen.
It's amazing. Who's going to be? Who have they cast the movie with actors yet?
I have no idea. Jason Segel's supposed to be the star in a Hollywood movie about $18 million worth of maple syrup being stolen.
Oh, so he's already attached to the project.
Yeah, apparently you guys are running out of ideas over there.
Dude, Hollywood hasn't had an original idea since the 40s. Okay, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm going to go to the phone lines now, and 718 area code. You're on the air. Who's this?
Vinny.
Hey, bro. Who's this?
What's up, man? How you doing, Vince? This is me. You don't know. It was my first time calling, man, but my name is Ricky. Ricky, man.
What's up, Ricky?
Nothing much, man. I'm over here, you know. First time I'm listening to your show. And it looks like you're having some problems there, buddy. What's going on, man?
I'm having fun with what?
No, what happened, man? I know I speak with a little accent, but listen, okay? It looks like you're having some problems with your show tonight, man. What's going on?
Oh. Right.
Sounds like Carlito's way.
Don't. Okay. Is Nick, are you playing some sort of soundboard? No, you're not. Ricky, is that you?
I wasn't playing shit.
Yeah, Ricky's playing something. Like he's watching like freaking Colors or something in the background.
At least it's not fucking Jay Leno.
Ricky, are you watching The Boys in the Hood or something? What's going on in the background?
No, you don't. Fancy you're not listening.
He's listening to
Starface. He says, say hello to my little friend. See, this is what happens when you fuck with the ninjas, man.
That was like Ricky Ninja, my little Ricky Ninja.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah, I'm hanging up.
Yeah, all right. Well, good idea. Thanks, Nick. Be safe. I won't tell anybody you were here.
Oh, dog. Well, you could do that.
Wow, Ricky, what a weird call. What a weird call. All right, let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. You've been on hold for a while, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Right on.
You're totally on. Who's this?
And Cat Dalek.
What?
Cap Dalek.
Doctor Who, motherfucker.
You're an alcoholic?
Oh, Daleks, man.
Oh, Dalek. Oh, right, yeah. Ancon Dalek. What's going on, man? What's up with you tonight?
Not much. Just hearing the whole show. It's definitely kind of weird and stuff. Hopefully, your show will get back on in working order. Definitely. And is Hammy on?
No, he's dead.
Yeah, he's here.
Well, Hammy, congratulations. Good for you. I don't really remember who was the person that you were dating, but good for you, man. I heard that I don't really remember, but just congratulations. And now, awkward silence.
Fuck. What the fuck are you on?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know I was muted.
People, Vince?
Am I muted?
I don't know.
No, you're not muted.
Vince is muted. Muted.
I don't know.
See?
We're in the fucking green room, guaranteed.
Yep.
That's cool. We can have more fun in here anyway. Vince can go have his own.
No. We're live.
No, we're still alive. We're still alive.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Jews, guys.
So
what is going on?
I'm a little disappointed. Vince didn't even point out that I'm the one who coined all about Ron Brin's Jugal. You know, sometimes I feel like Vince is trying to keep a man down. And, you know.
Wait, what'd you say?
Sometimes I feel like you're trying to keep me down, bro.
How? What did I do to you?
Keep me suppressed. You keep me on mute. You're like, I'm just gonna treat Hammy like he's the gimp.
And before we kind of go in, all you people, please help out Russell Lee Radio Live.
Why are you talking all you people? What do you mean all
you people?
For the whole...
What kind of... What do
you mean all you people? Like Canadian people too?
No, niggas, you got some against...
Everybody
no, niggas,
in the
show.
Some against people.
We talking about all you Canadian people?
No, everybody.
White people?
Like those ice niggas? Canadians?
No,
for
niggas.
Each hacker, I want to just skeet down your fucking throats, you little fucking faggots.
That was a message from Agent 47. Continue.
Well, everybody on the chat right now, go to Russell League Radio's Live. We pay to help out Rebel's friend so he could actually help him out, get some clothes and stuff. That'd be definitely really good.
Help me
out,
get some clothes. Wow, get
fucking
off this
good job,
buddy.
Good though. Job.
Oh, hey, since we're plugging stuff, WePays and shit, I did a WePay, and I'm trying to get one of my shows transcribed, and I think I found somebody that's going to do it for probably close to half of what BTR would do.
What language?
English?
Jesus Christ, dude. There's programs that'll do it for free.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Oh, my God.
Like, please use something called Olympus TSS Pro. That one works pretty well.
So what? I just, like, this is what I'd love. This is my ideal thing. I drag and drop my MP3 into the window, and I press a button, and the MP3 plays in real time, and I watch as a document is filled out with all of the dialogue.
Whoa, that's future shit right there.
Kind of like closed captioning.
Vince, can I transcribe it in my GERD speak?
No.
Well, I do that for free.
Three 347-826-7667 is the number. We are going to just kind of vamp it up for the next 22 minutes. My scheduled guests pretty much didn't show. Well, one showed up, and we got to chat for a little bit. Exodus 10, thank you again, Exodus 10. But it looks like the ninjas took him out. And I believe the foolish reporter is not going to show up because he's... I think the ninjas have been intimidating him, and
Canadian.
He's not Canadian.
When are you gonna have Ron back on for real? Like every time he comes on your show, it is just nonstop hilarity.
He was on like 2 weeks ago, dude.
I know. It's been 2 weeks.
No, dude, come on.
Is it? Is it foolish?
The man's a living soundbite, waiting to happen.
He's a busy guy, bro. He's busy. I'm busy. Well, you know,
he's real busy.
He'll be on again. He'll be on again. Don't worry. He'll be on again. It's just not. I have other guests I'm working on. Other things on
the horizon.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, let's take more calls, shall we? We got some callers waiting. Blocked caller, a blocked number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Muted.
Hello, caller?
Yo. Yo, Hammurabi, where you at, man? You in Colorado Springs?
Yeah, man. Colorado Springs, what's up?
Just wanted confo on that.
No problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
In that mountain.
He's alluding to me being a Fed. I get that a lot on account of being a Fed. So,
wow, great caller.
Man, all right, moving on. We are now going to be joined by another Blog Talk Radio host. He's the host of Russell League Radio, and he goes by CNY Rebel on Twitter. Here he is, CNY Rebel. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to be on the show. I am very disappointed of the list of people that you've brought on before me, though, because I've been with my hand up for a good 45 minutes.
Do you want me to put you back on hold?
It didn't get any worse, so you might as well leave me on.
I'd like to apologize to Rebel for getting on before him.
Even the brownie got on before me.
That's what she said.
What I want to know, Vince, is are you going to have a show in the near future with Brandon Darby?
Yes.
You guys know that's Catty Idiot, right?
That'd be sweet.
Not confirmed, but yes, it's looking good. For a Darby show.
That's good. I actually contacted him, Brandon Michael Darby at gmail.com, and he did email me back saying that at this time he was not interested in coming on Russell League Radio and speaking about his documentary. So I hope you do get him. I watched it the other day. Actually not a bad documentary. It actually made him look like shit.
Yeah.
It was quite interesting. It wasn't exactly what I expected when I watched it. It was nice. And I watched it on YouTube, so you can actually go on YouTube and watch it for free.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, that's what
I thought it was going to be a stroke fest, a Darby stroke fest, but it wasn't. So
no, they tore him apart. It was kind of
yeah.
Well, they didn't tell him tear him apart.
I'm actually familiar with the filmmaker, the guy who made the film, Jamie Meltzer. He used to when I was at film school in San Francisco at San Francisco State. That guy, right. he was like a grad student, and he was like a teacher's aide. I think he was one of my teacher's aides for one of my classes, and he was already making films back then. And he's made several documentaries, and I was really actually surprised when I saw his name attached to that, because they did a Huffington Post interview with Brandon and Jamie and the guy, one of the guys that informed on, who recently got out of prison. And when I saw Jamie, I flipped out. I was like, I know that guy. Oh, my God. And so that made me even more curious. And just because, I've known about Brandon for a while and sort of followed him a little bit and, paid attention to him through Stranahan and stuff. And, him and Stranahan used to have a BTR show together. They don't do it anymore, obviously, but I talked to him the other night, and he sounded like he's down. It's just a matter of talking and working, ironing out a schedule.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun, and I think I'm sure Stranahan will come on.
You have any confirmation of him coming on?
You got to get Andrew Breitbart on too.
Yeah.
You got to get Breitbart on. That would be the ultimate catch right there, to get Stranahan, Darby, and Breitbart
on
your show.
Three apostles.
You know what? It's kind of hard. I think what you said was that I should get Andrew Breitbart on my show.
Yeah.
Vince, I realize he's dead, sir.
Yeah, we know.
Patriot Greg.
I couldn't really tell, though, because you were Patriot Gregging. You were Patriot Gregging.
No, I brought him back to life. I reanimated Breitbart. Used the soul
Hammer
of a snake.
Hammer Robbie?
Yeah, all right, I'll mute
Patriot
you.
Greg.
Yeah, Hammurabi's Patriot Gregging too. There's like a Gregging fest going on right now.
Hammy's on the
I got
tonight.
I got more calls. You guys,
don't
hang,
put a leash
hang
on
tight
him.
For a second. You know what? Just shut up, Nick. All right. You guys are all on mute. I got 15 minutes left. I got half a dozen more calls to get to. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get to these calls. Then we're going to go around the horn, give everybody their chance for final thoughts, and then we're going to get the fuck out of here. Oh, man. Craziness. Okay. Caller, blocked number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, man, it took me 30 minutes to write me that diss track for you. That's longer than it takes for you to shut up when your show first started, man. You think you should the Black Messiah on your ass, baby?
Nigger Christ. I don't know what to say, because I have no idea what you just said.
Look in the chat. I done posted it again. Look at that shit. There.
No, I'm not going to click on anything. And I wouldn't advise anybody to click on that.
Nigga, that's a SoundCloud link.
You fucking idiots. Someone is saying that Neil Rauhauser is logging all VITB callers. Check it. You know what? I've already done that. I actually, if you go to my if you go to my Twitter, I created a list people who have called Vince in the Bay, and there's obviously it's only the people that have Twitter accounts, but there's got to be almost 200 people on there by now. So I wouldn't be surprised if Neil Rauhauser, if he did do that, he just copy-pasted that.
No, I ain't even on there. See, the Black Messiah is unlockable. You can't contain the Black Messiah, goddammit.
Oh, I can't contain the Black Messiah, huh?
Now, your girl's pussy sure can.
Oh, you know my girl?
Yeah.
Who is she?
I don't know her by face. I just know by the back of her head, man.
And what does the back of her head look like?
It looks like it's covered in my ski, nigga.
I have several people unmuted, and are you hearing any laughter?
I don't care.
Yeah, not funny. Moving on, next caller.
I'm funny, nigga, you.
Next caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. It's Brandon.
Brandon who?
Darby.
Okay, Brandon Darby. What's going on?
Well, you know, I was listening in tonight because I've heard about Neil Rauhauser false doxing me all over the internet. And so I figured since people have been telling me he often calls into your show, I'd listen in and see if he, you know, tried to ninja his way onto your show tonight and spread more disinfo. So, you know, if he's logging this call, he'll know where I am and he can come find me because I'm going to go to Rontoul, Illinois and say hello to him very soon. Yeah, I just, you know, I needed to get that off my chest, Vince, because Neil's out of control. And really, Vince, by the way, when I do come on the show as the guest, what we're going to talk about is getting Asperger's out of politics because it's very dangerous.
I agree. That's a great topic. I look forward to that discussion.
I'm glad you can see the truth in that because it's very prevalent, especially on Twitter these days, and I'm a little worried that somebody might get hurt. And, you know, I wouldn't ever have anything to do with anything like that. So, you know, I think it's important for me to promote getting Asperger's out of politics.
Very well said. Very well said. Thank you very much, fake Brandon Darby.
Thank you.
Again, that was fake Brandon Darby. I know Brandon Darby's phone number, and that's not it. And you don't even sound like Brandon Darby anyway. So, let's see. Oh, God. Nigger Christ is back. What, Nigger Christ?
I was Gucci, man. You done heard that shit? Black Messiah done destroyed you. 30 minutes. Took to write you a diss track and end your damn career. You feel me?
Where?
I done dropped that link already. Here.
No, No. I'm not clicking on some weird hyperlink that's going to give me a...
Oh, here, you got to take them three stars and replace that with fuck. This goddamn SoundCloud fucking Jew-ass live talk radio shit done sense of the name of it, trying to keep the black man down.
All right, fine. You know what you can do? How about this? Here's a brilliant idea. Just tweet the shit to me, okay? Just tweet me.
All right. I'll do that real quick.
All right. And while you're doing that, I'm going to... Wow. I'm going to take a sigh of relief that the show is getting dangerously close to being over. And unfortunately, it totally went off the rails. One of my guests did not show up. He was intimidated by ninjas. The one scheduled guest, ex-Citizen 10, thank you so much for calling in. It was great to have you. I don't know what happened, but I'm pretty sure the ninjas are responsible. And I really appreciate everybody calling in and helping me vamp my way through the rest of the show. And let's see, who do I have on right now? 360 area code.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so ANCAP dialect.
ANCAP dialect. What do you think of all this nonsense you've been listening to tonight?
Well, just another day on internet radio.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was just kind of there. I had fun. I always have fun doing this show, even when it's an off night. I don't give a shit. Yeah, I would have been just fine doing a show and not promoting two guests. I feel bad for my guests. They didn't even make it. But whatever.
And I heard you on like a Pony Toast show. Like you put in like a link, and then you were on live for a little bit, like for around 15 minutes.
Yeah. What about it?
I was just kind of curious. When are you going to do that freaking brony show? It'll be fun.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I'll do a brony show. I just did a brony show already. I'll do one eventually. Now that I connected with him and I know he's cool, and his buddies are cool too. They're funny. I actually remember some of them from trolling Ghost back in the day.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to be fun to hang out with. I'm definitely going to do a brony show with them.
Good.
So we're going to wrap things up, get final thoughts. Dialect, do you have anything you'd like to say before we finish off here?
Well, sadly for this show, I feel kind of bad for you that you didn't get to have your show with Foolish Reporter and X-Citizen 10, but I can't wait till Saturday's show with the resident, a.k.a. Lori.
It's actually going to be Sunday night, early broadcast. It's going to be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. on Sunday. I'm doing a show with Lori, a.k.a. The Resident. She does a segment for RT,
yeah.
and it's called The Resident. They're like 3-minute little pieces of commentary, and usually raises a couple questions and then encourages people to tweet her responses. And it's really good. It's very succinct. It's simple. It's basic. It's short. It's simple. You know, it doesn't take up too much of your time. It's usually like a pretty cut and dry topic, and it makes you think, and it's cool to follow her on Twitter and get her, have she tweets out the YouTube videos, and you watch it, and you know, a minute later you give her a comment, and that's it, and you kind of thought about something for the day. And it's usually, I think her topics vary, but they tend to revolve around consumerism and stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Definitely.
She is also a musician.
Oh.
Yeah. She sent me some MP3s of her band.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband and, yeah, sorry, fellas, she's married. Her husband and her have a band together. And it's pretty cool. She sent me some tracks. They're catchy. They're funny. They're goofy. I think you might like them. So we're gonna kick it. Talk about stuff. Probably talk about some of the topics that she brings up on her show. And I don't know. Just talk about shit in general and take it from there.
Yeah. Cool. Sorry, the TV's on. You and my family is watching it.
All right, no worries. Well, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Next, Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts.
What are we going around the horn?
Yeah, final thoughts.
Get prescriptions for prednisone. Don't follow the instructions. Eat all of it at once. When your asshole turns into a giant rash, scratch it till it bleeds. Take a shit. Don't worry about wiping it. Wear your cat as a hat. Everybody likes the cat in the hat. Nigger Christ did nothing wrong. Neither did Nick Nack. When you talk about you people, you'd better not be talking about snow niggers. Listen to Vince in the Bay. Start a WePay. Pump it on Vince in the Bay. Everybody get gay. Can I have some Kool-Aid? What is today? I'm in the green room.
No, you're not. You're done talking. Thanks for your final thoughts. I appreciate that. Nick Nack, final thoughts.
Latin fry ain't about to go in. Yeah, fuck Vince in the Bay. He's a pussy-ass nigga. Latin fry about to destroy his career. God damn, Latin fry.
Vince. All right, Nick Nack, Nick Nack. You wasted your final thoughts on a soundboard. It wasn't even a soundboard. It was just you holding your phone up to your fucking computer speakers. You're so Canadian. All right. Who haven't we heard from? Forgot which caller this is. Caller from the 203. Who is this?
Yeah, it's Darby. I mean, you said that it was fake Darby, but clearly I'm not, because otherwise Neil wouldn't have put out the docs on me that said otherwise.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Final thoughts. Anything you'd like to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, just don't ever get into bed with Neil Rauhauser. And people should know the secret about Neil Rauhauser and Ron Breinert. They're both Jews, and they're fighting for Jew supremacy. One wants to be king. The other wants to be the new savior of the Jews. And that's really the root of the problem between the two. It has nothing to do with the blog wars. So just get that out of your head. They're fighting for all the gold, and they believe that they're entitled to it. And Nick Nack's Rape and Potato Emporium opening up a new location, I heard, out in the West Coast. I'm very excited about that. Hammurabi, I am glad that you sent some of your scabs to me. They've been analyzed, and they've made a nice addition to my salads. Appreciate that. Nigger Christ is better than any rapper I've ever heard in my life, Vince. So I have no idea what the fuck you've been talking about with putting him down. And but I do like your show. So I hope everything's going well for you, and appreciate the time.
I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. And quickly, Rebel, final thoughts.
Good show, Vince. Russell League Radio Live goes live 11 p.m. Eastern Saturday night.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, everybody. I appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Apologies to Nigger Christ. We couldn't get to you. Your final thoughts. Next time, maybe we'll squeeze you in. Good night, everybody. Until next time, I'm Vince in the Bay. Peace out, y'all. Dude. I just looked at that paste bin that Neil Rauhauser allegedly pasted of all the Vince and the Bay callers. Somebody did a paste bin. It says NR Twitter. But it looks like they just cut and pasted all the names of the folks who are on the Twitter list I created of people who have called my show. And right now it looks like 172. There's definitely more than that. They're just not either on Twitter or I just haven't listed them here. That's all. Also, Cox.
Thank you very much.